Hi, we're Bree and Trevor Doherty. We live on the east side of Goshen, and we've attended Assembly for almost a year now after we moved back to Goshen from Ohio. We have a daughter named Ilona, who turned 2 in May, and some of you might have seen her on Sunday morning Zoom church bouncing around. I'm a printmaker, art educator, and a graduate student at Western Michigan University. Trevor is a journalist by day and a ceramic artist by night. When the worship committee asked us to take part in summer storytelling, speaking on the little things in life, particularly our experience with a toddler during quarantine, this felt like a good opportunity to introduce ourselves more formally. We have loved our time at Assembly, and we're really grateful for the community we're starting to build here, and especially now in these challenging times.
As we've reflected on our own time in quarantine, raising a 2-year-old and navigating the highs and lows of these times, we found ourselves often feeling like a child again, feeling like we're relearning, being reprogrammed, and forced to examine our own selves, from minute decisions to larger portions of the life we've built, feeling like a child again in many ways and looking to our toddler for routine in these ever-changing times. Of course, there are various spots in the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, which point to the value of these resets in our life and learning life's rhythms again, like a child, as Jesus explained to his closest companions in Mark 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Of course, in real life applications, those moments of becoming a child again aren't always as simple, gracious, or enjoyable.
I want to tell you a story that happened in our house. On a recent Tuesday morning, with my brain riddled with the stress of virus worries, grad school work, house chores, and the loss of social connection, I spent the morning feeling very distraught. Holding on tight to the image of what I thought these spring days would look like, I was very upset that they looked different. I craved coffee at the brew with friends while our kids played, random trips to the library, and just knowing that I could show up at my grandma's house without worry of spreading a virus to her or anyone else. I clung tight to my vision and ideas of what should be happening, and I let questions about so many things happening in our society and world bubble up uncontrollably. The same morning, I turned around from a cleaning task to see our almost 2-year-old holding tight to a Sharpie marker. I had no idea where she had gotten a hold of it, and I rushed to retrieve it from her hands before it marked on her or anything else in the room. To her grave disappointment, she realized her dream of creating some abstract art on the wall was in jeopardy, and she quickly clutched the marker to herself, saying, "No, no, it's mine!" As I coaxed her to hand over the permanent marker, she switched from pleading and wanting the tangible item to asking for her grandma, my mom, who she hadn't seen besides FaceTime in months. There we sat, each with a hand on the marker, tears in our eyes. Her because she couldn't understand the situation, and me because I could not explain it to her in a way that she could understand or grasp. It was in this moment that I found some common ground with God as our parent. I saw him fully aware and understanding the situation that I could not. I saw a parent figure who knew COVID was approaching before I ever read it on the news, who knew the spring months I was picturing in my head were not to be the same. I saw God as a parent figure who, while understanding me, holding tight to dreams and concepts and tangible items that I thought would bring me happiness, and him knowing the end result might be as disappointing as Sharpie on the couch. Our days and thoughts are filled with nurturing our daughter, planning for her, providing for her, and enjoying those beautiful moments when we can just be together as a family. My role as a parent these last 2 years has drastically changed me as a human, from learning just how little sleep I can function on, to supporting causes even stronger as I think about how we will answer to her in a few years when she asks about them. Now, after going through quarantine with our daughter, I feel that there is part of me that understands God as a parent a little bit more. How he cares and plans for our future. How he laughs and celebrates and he hurts with us. God, our parent, is understanding, even when we are not fully able to understand. And that's carried me through these last few months. We're reminded of this in Scripture in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, which says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts."
So where does that leave us now? If you're anything like us, you may find yourselves learning things for the first time again, with stunning regularity. In Reflections, I think and hope we will mark this as a second act of our own lives. But instead of adults who changed jobs, felt illness, or other life changes, I hope that in many ways we will truly become like children again, learning a new outlook for the first time. Learning how we interact with others, the choices we make, the words we choose. Here are some questions that we've found ourselves asking in our own reflections. Consider the areas of your life where you've had to reset. Where might a childlike approach bring me more joy? Bring me more compassion? How might it offer pause and the opportunity to see things in a different light? We will leave you with Ravi Shankar's Lines on a Skull, a short haiku that seems primed for the times. Life's little, our heads sad. Redeemed and wasting clay, this chance be of use.